Thank you, folks. Living in the moment, as we have learned throughout the year, you and I do not control the moments of your life. But as a Christian, you know the one who does control those moments. So you live in a moment, and if you want that peace for that moment, that peace comes only from Jesus Christ through his love to you for that moment. Well, is he going to allow me to store it up? God never wastes anything. God never wastes anything or any person. Everyone is created for a purpose. Therefore, he doesn't need to give me more than for the next moment. For the next moment, I may be with him where I have it all. But God says, I want you to pay close attention to living in a moment. And in our generation, folks, look at our nation, look at our churches, look at what is going on throughout the whole world. I myself believe that the greatest participant in the fall of morality throughout the world belongs to the church. It is the church that has not stood the ground for Christ. We have a Christian culture breakdown. The Christian culture thinks there's no difference between them and the secular realm. There is. And Christians need to show the difference, not in standing over people to condemn people, but to reach down under folks to lift them up, and you do that with who you are. God has given you peace in your heart if you're a Christian. God has blessed your life. But God also wants to see in you a change. Now, God will do the changing in you, but you have to project that change to those around you. You cannot glorify God by accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior and still living like hell in the world. You can't, because it's not of God. And God knows it's not good for us. And then the church has lost respect for the world. The lost would look, no, we don't want to act that way in the church. And now in our generation, just as soon vandalize a church or burn a church down as anything else. But you must pay attention to your lifestyle and pay attention to those around you. For they're looking for love and peace, and they're looking for a map. They're looking for a map for their life. The cause of the breakdown is wrong living. Wrong living. Wrong number one. Living a consumption-controlled lifestyle. Get. Money, 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 money. More, 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 more. A consumption-controlled lifestyle. There's nothing in the world more blessed than a Christian that has worked hard and done so much, and God said worthy of their hire to enjoy the fruit of their hands. Beautiful. It's what you're supposed to do. Enjoy the gift that God has given you. But make sure You do it in the right spirit. And how you earn that living. That you don't cheat. You don't steal. Because that's what the world does. There's got to be a difference that is shown. And God says, I want you to show it. Living a consumption control lifestyle, the more I get, the better things are, is a lie. And it's asked the person that the more they got, and they thought, well, if I can get this much more, if I can make this much more, if you can't make it on a dollar, you can't make it on a million. You see, it's not in the amount, it's in the attitude, and it's not in what you get. Folks, it's in what you give. It is in what you give away to bless someone else. And God pays attention. But for just to consume and consume and get and get and get, God says, I won't allow you to hold on to it. You were broke today. I blessed you. I gave you a life. I gave you that peace. And then you squandered the life. And you embarrassed the word. Christian, it is the culture breakdown of the church that is destroying the world. The only reason the world has not taken over, the only reason Satan isn't in control, is because the church still exists. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do some dumb things. But you recognize them. Bring it before God. God, give me the strength to fight it the next time. That's what's called repentance. Lord, I recognize my shortcomings. And that's all God is asking of us. But you be fair. You don't cheat. You don't steal. You be fair with your fellow man, with the world, and then they'll listen to the message of Jesus that God had given you on your heart. That's what the church is supposed to do. But listen, let me read James 4, verses 1 through 3. What causes fights and quarrels among you? You tell me if this isn't true, and people that you know, or maybe within your own life. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something and don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. Folks, this is the first century church. This was what was going on then. This is what we call the human nature. You do not have, listen to it, because you do not ask God. Then when you do ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasure. Enjoy life. Enjoy the gift that God has given you. He's not saying don't do that. James, the half-brother to Jesus, what he's saying is this. You know, if he could tell you his story, did you know that the brothers to Jesus did not recognize him as being the Savior until after the resurrection? They did not follow him. His own family rejected him. As a matter of fact, they all decided that they were going to go and do the family a favor by taking him and against his own will and stopping him from teaching or preaching, because the scripture says they thought Jesus was out of his mind. You know why they thought that? Jesus was talking differently than they had been raised or thought themselves. And Jesus was saying, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Ha! Well, you know, come on, Jesus. You got to get up here. And they themselves tried to stop his ministry. The downfall of a nation comes when the church becomes secular. When the church allows the world to do the controlling of what is spoken from the pulpit. It is when the world takes complete control and says, oh, if it feels good, do it. That's not the world, the way of God. That's the way of the world. And God says, I want you to be different. Oh, we're a peculiar bunch. Look, Brother Randy, we're a peculiar bunch. We are Christians. We're different, supposed to be, and therefore show your difference. What's the difference? When I'm hated, I love. When someone takes, I'll give them more. Hoping that they will come to their senses and realize it's not in what you get, it's in what you give. Do you know you can't outgive God? Trust me on that one, folks. You can't outgive God, yet you think you can't give to God's ministry, God's churches. Churches are closing right and left. This one isn't. You know what's going on? The world has taken control of the church that's set aside to glorify God. And Satan and his followers have been attempting to do it since the first church. And the exact same thing is still going on today. Wrong number two. Now, both of these, too lazy, too shiftless. Well, shiftless means lazy. To work. Too lazy, too shiftless to work. You know, when the Lord laid this message on my heart, I thought, I don't want to preach that. Lord, what's an easy way to preach a message that you've given me like this? And you know what I realize? The Word of God is not easy, but it's faithful. The Word of God is not simple, but it's understandable. And the problem of the breakdown of the world is because of the breakdown of the Christian culture. As a Christian, work if you can. Many people can't because of their health, because of their psychological problems. Many people can't. And you and I, who can, we are to help them. We're to lift him up. We're to pick him up. We're to carry him. We're to feed him. We're to clothe him. That's our responsibility. Do you know what happened to that responsibility? The government comes in and says, we will give, we'll take charge. The churches, the pastors, the people knew the individuals that needed the help, and the churches would help. The churches would go. The churches would go into a home or talk to the husband and say, you honor me thing? I'll get you a job, but I want you to do something. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to be the man of the house. Well, we just don't do that anymore, Brother Larry. Because, you know, it's just everybody's responsibility, the household stuff. Do we not understand that God created us male and female, and he brought marriage, creating it, representing the church? Do you not hear that the bride is coming? Do we not understand that our Savior is looking to the church, and the church is to be beautiful, adorned for the Lord? What can we adorn ourselves with that was pleasing to God? The love of God, the word of God, the truth of God. Therefore, he says, you go out and you be different. You go out into the world and you let my light shine through you. And you let them know this is the way of the Lord. And the way of the Lord is not laziness, onerousness. The way of the Lord is not to cheat people, to do wrong to others. But listen to 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 10 through 12. This is tough. Even while we were with you, disciples, we gave you this rule. Whoever does not work should not eat. Yet we hear that some of you are living idle lives, refusing to work, wasting time meddling in other people's business. Oh my goodness. First century church, Brother Randy, it was going on. If people have idle minds or they're not working, what do? Idle minds, the devil's playhouse, isn't it? Well, let's condemn the ones who do. Let's pull down those who stand for what is right. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we appeal to such people. Now listen to how he puts it though. No, we command them. He's talking to the Christian. In the name of God, in his holy word, we command you as a Christian. We appeal to such people. No, we command them. Settle down, get to work, earn your own living. Preacher, that's a hard sermon. Have you ever noticed how many help wanted signs are out? Yeah, get a job. I think, gosh, I might go to work for McDonald's in my spare time if I ever had any. And look at what they pay. And yet nobody will work. When a nation gets dependent on a government, the nation will fall. When a nation goes against the word of God, when God says, I give you this ability, I give you that ability, I give to you the peace, I will give you the knowledge, I will give you the strength. I encourage you in that knowledge and strength to follow God's word. Now, we pastors are supposed to be preaching God's word. But you see, it's not easy for a lot of pastors. It's not easy for yours to preach scripture that is so stern and such a warning. Do you know why? God does not want the United States of America to fall. A nation that falls, falls because of laziness. Because of a no-care attitude. Oh, I don't care about my fellow man. I do. If he's ornery, I'm going to help him get a job, and I will do anything that I can to help him get that job and to get his family in order and that he'll have food or whatever. But I'll say you're going to be honest and you're going to work. But I can't do that much. Fine. we'll get you a job where you can do what you can. Do you know that's all Jesus ever asked of us? Lord, I'm a snotty-nosed kid from Buffalo Hill, Buffalo, Kentucky. What can I do now that you've called me to preach? My answer was, you can listen to me. It is my spirit that will preach through you. It is my love that I will give to you so that your heart will be filled with enough love to give that love away. And here's how we win, America. Here's how we win and come back, church. The respect of Christ is only diminished because of the Christian. The respect for Christ in the world is only diminished because of the Christian. The Christian must live differently than the world, or what are they going to look for? What hope does the world have if they see no difference in their actions and the actions of those who profess to be Christian? Oh, it's a hard sermon, because it hits home with so many. Here's the fix. God gives us that answer also. Simply reverse what you're doing wrong. Ah! Man, why not think of that, Brother Randy? Reverse what I'm doing wrong. Once you realize what you're doing is wrong, reverse. You know, in combat, you're going through a jungle and you get a feeling you're on the wrong trail. Well, listen. This young Marine had enough sense to know, wait a minute, something's wrong, I don't feel right. You know what I did? I did the Marine thing. I turned around and went back. I wasn't going to keep going when I didn't know what I was doing, and I felt I was at the wrong place. Can't tell you how many times that saved my life. Listen to your heart in your everyday activity. Listen to the word that the Lord will give you. Listen to the truth about life. You're going to mess up. You accept Jesus today as Lord and Savior, you'll mess up for the end of the day. And many will think, I can't do this Christian thing. And your pastor's here to tell you something. Jesus didn't tell you to do the Christian thing. He said, you follow me. I'll do my thing through you. Surrender it all today. You want the peace? You want the peace knowing death is coming? Oh, I got news for all of you. Everybody's going to die in this physical body. But the Christian, you as a Christian, you will never see that death. You will pass from life to Christ. That's pretty good passing, isn't it, from this body? And you will live forever. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. My. There's the fix. The fix. What you have to decide is the fix in or not? Is the fix in you or not? Be at peace, for it is the peace of Christ that will hold a church together. Without the church, you would have no control in this world whatsoever, because pure evil will take over. If the church is destroyed, or could be destroyed, which it cannot be, but we're getting a taste of what happens when Christians decide, I'll live like the world, in the world, but I'll call myself Christian. It's amazing what that name can do. And it's amazing what Christians have done to it. All you got to do, stop where you are. Decide in your heart, I'll catch myself, and every time I do, I'll stop that action. That's your cure. That's your fix. You take it one step at a time. You might even say, one moment of time. And that will fix the Christian culture breakdown. For it is heavy. That's the word of God. That's a hard word from God. But it is His. Let's pray. Father, thank you, dear Lord God, for allowing us to hear your word, to receive a blessing from your truth, and that we, Father, we who hear, will make a difference in our own life. We'll make those changes that we need to make, and not tell somebody else what they need to do. Touch our life, Father, I pray, giving us the peace and the joy that surpasses all understanding, and helping us to understand our responsibility when we carry the name of Christian. Have mercy upon us as we go through this week, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.